Okay. It's more of a Torah. It's not so much like B'derech Musar, B'derech Aveda. It's more of a Torah, like a drush. So, it says that we make a Siyum Masechta between Rosh Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av. So by the poskim, it's not such a good thing to do. But by the Chassidim, Fakert, they actually tried to be Marbe B'Siyumim during Rosh Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av. So it could be that we know that Rosh Chodesh Av corresponds to Rosh Hashanah, the time of Din, the beginning of days of Din. And then Tisha B'Av / Asar B'Av, which is really the Gemara says that really the Churban Bayis was on Asar B'Av. It's just that we fast on the 9th of Av because Tchilas Puranu Thadif, that the beginning of the Puranas is better. But the Etzem, it's really Asar B'Av, and Asar B'Av corresponds to Asar B'Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur. In that case, that means that Yud Hey of Av, the 15th of Av, corresponds to Sukkot. Corresponds to Sukkot. So basically, you have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, which corresponds to Rosh Chodesh Av, Tisha B'Av, and then Tu B'Av. So the idea of Sukkot, as it corresponds to Tu B'Av, is that Sukkah is a lashon of to see. And this is why that the Ari says that the surah for the Chodesh of Chodesh Av is Haskei Sushma Hayoim Hazeh. Yeah, Haskei Sushma. Haskei is a lashon Sukkot. So because there's a ha'ara of Sukkot which comes in through Tu B'Av, because Tu B'Av is the yontiv of Chodesh Av, so there's a ha'ara of Chag HaSukkos which leaves an impression on the entire month of Av. So when the ha'ara of Sukkot comes in by Tu B'Av, so it brings a simcha and a nechama to the second half of the month. And the reason why that is because, like we said, that this lashon of sukkah is a lashon of re'iyah, to be able to see. But the lashon of sukkah, the seichich in beruach hakodesh, is the idea that a person can see very far into the distance. So the idea is that when Tu B'Av comes around, there's a ha'ara of Sukkot that a person can see very far into the distance, that he can already see Sukkot coming. Even though it's already Tu B'Av, he's already starts to be besimcha. So that's why Chazal say, Lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael ki yom kippurim, and also like Tu B'Av, is because really the yom simchasein of the entire year is Sukkot. But and because there's a ha'ara of Sukkot, which is already by Tu B'Av, so that's why we say that it has a very high level of simcha, because it has a ha'ara, the beginning of the ability for a person to see the simcha of Sukkot already takes place by Tu B'Av. So this day of Tu B'Av is 60 days before Sukkot. And that has to do with what you spoke about already, that the B'nai Yisachar and the Tzaddikim say that Tu B'Av refers to the 15th of the Aleph Beis, which is the letter Samech. So that means that on Tu B'Av there's a Ha'arif in the letter Samech, and that letter Samech is Gematria 60, and it tells you to look 60 days ahead. So 60 days ahead of Tu B'Av is Tu B'Tishrei, and that's Chag HaSukkos. So the Koyach of the letter Samech allows a person to see 60 days forward, to have a ha'ara from Chag HaSukkos. So it could be that this is the inyan of Siyum Masechtas. That the inyan of Siyum Masechtas the idea like this, that we know that Tu B'Av is a nechama for the days of Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. And so what we really want to do in order to have a nechama is that we want to draw in the light of Tu B'Av into the days of Rosh Chodesh Av till Tisha B'Av. Because the Ha'ara of Tu B'Av is really Sukkos, and the Sukkah is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So, since the Sukkah is the Inyan of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we want to be Mamshech Ha'ara of Chag HaSukkos into the 9 days in order to be able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, because the Ikra Nechama is going to be Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the way that we do that is by making a Siyum Masechta. Why Siyum Masechta? Because Siyum Maseches it refers to the Inyan like this, that a Masecha is a concealment, and the biggest concealment of everything is the Egel Hazav. Is the Egel Hazav is called Egel Masecha, but the Egel is a Masecha, it's a concealment. And the Egel Masecha took place on Shavuos HaBetamuz. So the beginning of the whole 3 weeks of these Yimei Hadin, they begin with the Chet HaEgel, which is this big Masecha, which is this big concealment of Hashem's Rachamim. And it covers up the eye, which is able to see into a distance. It covers up this type of an eye, which is Seicha Baruch HaKodesh. So Egel stands for Ayin Gal, which is Gal Einai V'Yabita Niflois B'Tar Asecha. So Egel Masecha means that there's a Masecha, which is a concealment of the Egel, of the Ayin Gal, which is able to see any flaws from Torah. So that's why when Moshe came down with the Luchos, and he saw the Egel Azov, so the Egel caused the break of the Luchos. Because the Luchos was the Bechina of Gal Einav Yabit and Niflaus B'Tar Asecha, that a person was able to see Niflaus HaTorah by looking at the Luchos. But the Egel Masecha caused a break of the Luchos, it caused a break of this Ein Gal, of the ability for a person to have his eyes to be able to see Niflaus from Torah. That's why it says by the Shvirus HaLuchos, it says, V'ashabrim le'inechem. The Moshe says that I broke the Luchos to your eyes, which means that Moshe broke the eyes of Klal Yisrael. That this Gal Ayin, which is the secret of Egel, that instead of being able to see Niflaus from Torah, so it caused a shvir in that inyan. So that's called the Egel Masecha. It's called the Egel, which is a Masecha, which is a concealment of the eye, which is able to see Niflaus from Torah. So, when a person makes a Siyum Masechta, so Apipshat, when a person makes a Siyum Masechta, he's able to see Niflaus from Torah. Because the person, while he's learning the Masechta, he's not yet able to see the Niflaus from Torah. But when he's Masayim the Masechta, he's able to look back L'mafreya and see all the Niflaus from Torah. But the person is Zeicha by making Masiyah Masechta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him insight to be able to start the Masechta again and to be able to see the Masechta with an even deeper perspective. That he has a Gal Ayin when a person is Masayim Masechta. But the Iker Tikkun of Siyah Masechta, Siyum Masechta means to end the Masecha. That every time a person makes a Siyum Maseches, he's able to end the Masechos, which are concealments of Torah. So really, every single Siyum Masechta is supposed to make a Tikkun for the Chet of the Ego. It's a Tikkun for the Chet of the Ego, which is the Ego Masecha. So Siyum Maseches means to end the Masecha, which is a concealment of all Torah. And by doing so, a person takes this Masecha and turns it into a Sukkah. Let's say Maseches is a Lashon of Masecha, and it's also a Lashon of a Sukkah. That this Masecha, which is covering a person's ability to see, it'll turn into the sukkah, that when a person looks at the sukkah, he's able to be zeicha, to understand Torah deeper and deeper. That's the inyan of sukkahs bechlal, is that sukkahs celebrates Yom Kippur, which is the second giving of the Torah. That the second giving of the Torah, there was really, a person can ask a question, he says really, Chag HaShavuos was supposed to be, was the beginning of the Torah. Now let's say the luchas weren't broken. So what would Yom Kippur have been? So because the luchas were broken, so Yom Kippur is considered to be the second giving of the first luchas. But had the first luchas not been broken, so Yom Kippur would have been the inyan of Gal Eina V'yabit Niflos V'Tarasecha. That wouldn't have been, it would have been like a giving of a second luchos, that they would have been able to see from the first luchos, which were given on Shavuos, an even deeper understanding of Torah by Yom Kippur. That every time Shavuos and Yom Kippur would have come around, it would have been new revelations of Torah. So even if not for the fact that luchos, had they not been broken, Yom Kippur still would have been a yontif to celebrate like a new giving of Torah. Okay, his chadshus in Torah. And that's really what Sukkot celebrates, is that Sukkot is a celebration of Yom Kippur, that a person is able to have new insights in Torah that a person didn't have before. So therefore, by making a Siyum Masechas, what happens is that a person is able to be Mamshech, a Ha'ara of Chag HaSukkos, and Tu B'Av into the days between Rosh Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av. So that's why Siyum Maseches happens to be Gematria Matas Maseh, which is why you read Parshas Matas Maseh during the times of the Bein HaMitzarim, in Dafka during the 9 days. During the 9 days, or I should say right before the 9 days, you read Matas Maseh. So Matas Maseh is the Gematria Siyum Maseches, because Matas Maseh is the Siyum of Sefer Bamidbar. It concludes Sefer Bamidbar. In a sense, reading Matas Maseh is like a Siyum Maseches. And especially because Sefer Bamidbar is the Sefer amongst all the Sfarim in Torah which have the most to do with the Chataim of Bnei Yisrael. That it talks about the Meraglim and Kairach and Bilam and, you know, the Mapilim and the Chet of Miriam. There's so many Chataim in Sefer Bamidbar. So Matas Maseh is like a Siyum Maseches, that all the Masechus which come from the Chataim of Bnei Yisrael Midbar. So when you say Matas Maseh, which is the Siyum Maseches, it's supposed to be like also a Bechina of Siyum Maseches, which we make during the 3 weeks and in the 9 days. But Siyum Maseches is also the Osios Samech Yom Misukis, because Tu B'Av is 60 days from Sukkot. So Siyum is Samech Yom, Maseches is Misukos. So because 60 days from Sukkot is the Ha'ara of the Yom Samech, which is the 60th letter, like we said, the 15th letter, that already 60 days from Sukkot is a Bechina of Siyum Maseches, which are Mamshech into the 9 days, which is supposed to be Mavatel. It's supposed to be Vavatel the Ego Masecha, the Masecha which conceals the Ayin of Torah. So this really sheds light a little bit on that which the Sfarim say, that the name of the Satan is Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, which they say stands for Siyum Maseches Ein Lasais. So it sheds light on this inyan, that why out of all things does the name of the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed spell out Siyum Maseches Ein Lasais? Because it causes really a bittul to the Satan B'Sharashar. Like we said before, that the whole inyan of Siyum Maseches is that it takes away the concealment of the Chet Rishon, which is the Chet of which is all Chataim, which is the Egel Azav. So since the Siyum Maseches removes the Egel Masecha, and it causes his chadshus and revelations in Torah, so that's why the name of the Satan is Siyum Maseches Ein Lasais. He doesn't want to see Masecha, particularly during the 9 days. So the Fizah, we can just be Messiah, no pun intended, that Chamisha Sabaav falls out. The discussion of Chamisha Sabaav is really the only place in Shas really which discusses this, is in Maseches Tainis. But not just Maseches Tainis, but at the end of Maseches Tainis. The very last thing that the Masechta of Tainis talks about is Chamisha Sabaav. Because the whole Indian of Chamisha Sabaav is the Indian of Siyum Maseches. And so therefore, when you learn about Chamisha Sabaav and Maseches Tainis, you're Messiah Maseches Tainis. And the whole Indian of Tainis is the Indian of Tisha B'Av. that Tisha B'Av is the tainus of all tainesim. It's the shirish of all tainus. So therefore, when you read Chamisha Asar B'Av in the Mishnah at the end of tainus, that's called Siyum Maseches Tainus. And Siyum Maseches Tainus means to put an end to the Maseicha of Tisha B'Av, which is the tainus of all tainesim. So Gufa to show that the Tu B'Av has the kayach to be to end the inyan of Tisha B'Av. The Tu B'Av can end Tisha B'Av, that it's a nechama for Tisha B'Av, by being Mesayim, Meseches Tainis, with Tu B'Av means that it's able to put an end to the concealment of Tisha B'Av, and by doing so, to all Tanesim in Klai Yisrael. Yeah, so that's pretty much it, Chaim. Yeah. 1 second. Oh, yeah. It's also interesting that, that the end of Sukkos, is you read V'zayis HaBracha, right? So V'zayis HaBracha is really a seam of the Torah. That's really like seam Maseches. So the reason why in Chag HaSukkos also, not just during the 9 days, do you finish the 9 days with Matas Maseh, which is a seam Maseches. So even Sukkos itself has a bechin of seam Maseches. On Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is when you read Zayis HaBracha, and Zayis HaBracha is considered to be the ultimate Siyum Maseches, because it ends the concealment, because it finishes mamish the entire Torah. So the end of the Torah is Zayis HaBracha, and that's why Zayis HaBracha is Gematria Siyum Maseches. Because when you read Zayis HaBracha, it causes a bechin of Siyum Maseches, and Shmini Atzeres has the koyach mamish to wipe out Tisha B'Av, because we know from the Marshan of the Siddiqim say that from Shavasa B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av is the 22 days which corresponds from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres corresponds to Tisha B'Av. So by reading Zayis HaBracha on Shmini Atzeres, and Zayis HaBracha is Gematria Siyum Maseches. So once again, in a different way, you have the idea of the Siyum Maseches of Shmini Atzeres coming and being Mamtik, the Inyan of Tisha B'Av, which is the Tainus of Tisha B'Av. So once again, Siyum Maseches is Mamtik, the Inyan of Tisha B'Av, which is Mamtik, the whole Inyan of the Satam, which is Siyum Maseches Ein Lasis. Yeah. Okay, sing it again, Chesky.
Should we leave it like that?
What do you mean?
What if it costs more? How long does it take to put that?